songwriter, and actress Dolly Parton was born on this date in 1946 in Locust Ridge, Tennessee. By the age of 11, she was singing on a local radio station, and after graduating from high school, she moved to Nashville to pursue a music career. Parton launched her solo career in 1967, and though she partnered with Porter Wagoner for his television show from 1967 to 1975, she remained primarily a solo act. It was for him that Parton dedicated the ever-popular I Will Always Love You. She won the Country Music Award for Female Vocalist in 1975 and 1976. In 1987, she recorded Trio. In 93, she put out another collaboration, this time with Loretta Lynn and Tammy Wynette, titled Honky Tonk Angels. In 99, she returned to acoustics with The Grass is Blue, which won a Grammy for Best Bluegrass Album. Parton was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2000. In addition to music, Parton also became interested in acting, starring in 1980's 9 to 5, 1982's Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, and 1989's Steel Magnolias. She also opened the Dollywood theme park in 1985, which continues to be one of the South's most popular vacation destinations. In 2006, Dolly Parton received special recognition for her lifetime contributions to the arts. She was one of five artists honored at the annual Kennedy Center Honors. Her most recent release was Backwoods Barbie in 2008, which featured two country hits, Better Get to Livin' and Jesus and Gravity. Oh, I do wish you joy, and I wish you happiness, but above all this, I wish you love. I love you. I will always love you. On this date in 1922, the Sheridan Headlight announced the organization of the Ku Klux Klan in Grant County, Arkansas, noting that the members and meetings were unknown. In March of 1922, the KKK demonstrated with a parade through the streets of Sheridan that drew one of the largest crowds of its time. However, in the late 1920s, the Klan declined rapidly in popularity in the state. Few black families lived in Sheridan until the 1920s, when those numbers increased due primarily to the arrival of forest industries that employed black workers. On this date in 1937, millionaire Howard Hughes set a transcontinental air record by flying his monoplane from Los Angeles to Newark, New Jersey in 7 hours, 28 minutes, and 25 seconds. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.